Here's an astonishing number here at home. Between 30 and 40% of food goes to waste every year in the U.S. Much of it ends up in a landfill. It's a huge source of methane, that powerful greenhouse gas that's heating up our planet. Several states are trying to fix the problem, including California, which now requires households and businesses to compost food scraps. Erin Stone of member station KPCC reports.
Oh, look at that.
Ida Williams shows me her kitchen at her home in South Los Angeles. She places a small plastic receptacle with a green lid beside her chopping block on the counter.
My ever-ready chopping block.
The container has little images on it. Eggshells, fruits and veggies, coffee grounds, chicken bones, and bread crusts. All the things that should be disposed of in the green bin under LA's new compost program.
I like to cook. So as I'm chopping my vegetables and things, I just leave this right here. And I can just take it and scoop it out right here.
Williams' home is one of the 18,000 households in LA's pilot program for curbside food scrap collection. By next year, thousands more will join, and other California cities will soon follow or have already started their programs. Californians toss out nearly 6 million tons of food waste every year. When that food decomposes, it releases methane, one of the main gases fueling the climate crisis. Landfills are California's third largest source of methane. The state aims to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 40% below 1990 levels by 2030. Williams says keeping her food scraps out of the trash is a way for her to do something good for the planet every day.
I know there's plenty of people doing greater things than what I'm doing, and that's great, but I'm here in my home, and I can do small things here.
Rachel Wagoner is the director of CalRecycle, the state agency overseeing the new compost law. She says separating food scraps isn't such a small thing.
The fastest, simplest, easiest thing that every Californian can do to fight climate change is to simply change the way they dispose of organic waste.
Ida Williams' food scraps and yard waste are picked up once a week and brought to a compost facility 200 miles away in the town of Lamont, California. I'm at the facility run by the company Recology with Charbel Eid, the general manager. There's a pile of green waste where a worker separates out the non-organic trash, like plastic.
The better at the bin that the customer is, the easier it becomes for us.
After the green waste is sorted and ground up, it's laid out into huge rows called windrows. This is where the composting magic happens. The windrow turner has tracks like a tank and a spinning drum with blades, which churn the pile.
It is very similar to how you would turn your compost at home in a drum at home.
This process allows more oxygen into the compost, which helps generate less methane. After turning the windrows for 90 to 120 days and a final screen, the compost is ready. It looks like rich soil, brown and warm to the touch. It smells earthy.
I'm still amazed at how this whole thing, you know, goes from that to this.
Recology is one of the only permitted facilities near LA. California is scarce on infrastructure for large-scale composting. It's a reason why the state program is being rolled out in stages. But the benefits outweigh the costs, says Michael Martinez, executive director of the community program LA Compost.
At the end of the day, the very act of composting is collectively powerful across all scales.
Recology sells about 300,000 pounds of compost to brokers who sell it to farmers, mostly in the San Joaquin Valley. At a nearby almond orchard, compost broker Ed Davis of Bakersfield-based S&E Organic Farms, Inc. says using compost instead of chemical fertilizer makes for healthier soil, is cheaper, and requires less water. But he says it's still challenging to get farmers to make the switch.
Everybody just needs to realize that composters aren't a bunch of radical hippies type of a thing. It's really an incredibly important tool to improve production capacity.
Not only does agricultural production improve, but so do the nutrients in food, completing the cycle from the kitchen and back to the earth. For Here and Now, I'm Erin Stone.